This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Qatari officials Tuesday were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israeli intelligence chief David Barnea in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. Speaking to reporters at a news conference Tuesday, Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al-Ansari said Barnea was due to meet with Qatari's prime minister and Egyptian officials in the talks, the first since mediators failed to secure a truce before Ramadan, the holy month of fasting for Muslims, which began last week. The technical teams are now reviewing details of a potential deal after top negotiators discussed key issues, Ansari said. He said negotiators were at the point where they hoped a counterproposal be presented to Hamas, but he said it's not the last step in the process. Ansari said he did not want to overstate any progress that had been made in the talks.
First of all, I don't think we are at a moment now where we can say that we are close to a deal. We are, as I said, we are cautiously optimistic because the talks have resumed, and that is a good thing, and we hope that that continues, and we hope to build upon that in the coming days, but it's still too early to announce any successes. So we remain hopeful.
Ansari stressed that an Israeli ground operation in Rafah could set back any progress that's been made. Those comments echo those of U.S. President Joe Biden, who Monday warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that an Israeli military operation in Rafah could deepen anarchy in Gaza. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan talked about why the president believes a ground war in Rafah would be a mistake.
It would lead to more innocent civilian deaths, worsen the already dire humanitarian crisis, deepen the anarchy in Gaza, and further isolate Israel internationally. More importantly, the key goals Israel wants to achieve in Rafah can be done by other means.
Sullivan said Netanyahu agreed to send a team of officials to Washington to discuss it. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Philippines Tuesday for high-level meetings with officials where he, among other things, reiterated the U.S.'s strong support for the Philippines over China's aggressive actions in contested waters in the region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has underscored Washington's close relations with the Philippines as clashes between Chinese and Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea turn more hostile.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty. Article 4 extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
Blinken spoke in Manila during a joint news conference with the Philippines Secretary of Foreign Affairs and later President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Next month, President Joe Biden will host Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in a White House summit amid growing concerns over increasingly aggressive Chinese actions in the sea and North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong's legislature approved its own national security law Tuesday, further bolstering the government's power to silence dissent. The legislation goes further than a similar bill imposed on the port, a law imposed on the port city by China 4 years ago in the wake of the 2019 pro-democracy protests. The head of VOA's Cantonese service, Raymond Yam, talks with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program about the new law.
And this law, the government claimed that it will safeguard the government's security and prevent the so-called black violence, which is a protest like what you see in the year of 2019. And the government also claimed that this law can prevent any color revolution and advocate the Hong Kong independence or any espionage activity. But a lot of people are worried because this law require everybody, to report any suspicious activity related with those so-called crimes.
Active lava flows were visible by drone footage from Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula Monday after a weekend eruption saw molten rock once again headed towards the evacuated town of Grindavík in the fourth eruption in less than 3 months in Iceland. The volcano in southwestern Iceland erupted three times in December, January, and February. A new lava flow, which was on Monday threatening the road that leads to the eastern access to Grindavík and was moving towards the sea, is now inactive. It moved just a few meters until the early morning of March 18th and stopped roughly 300 meters from the road. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.